I believe that there's something spiritually happening in America. And if you've been following people that have a prophetic ministry, there have been a number of prophetic people that have been prophesying this, even though in a lot of ways we feel like the world is upside down. And one of the things that people are starting to do is to share their faith with others. Yet there are many believers who never share their faith because they think that it's hard work. They think that unless you do some elaborate schooling, a lot of stuff, you're not really qualified. Well, there's good news. There's one man who's sharing his story. His name is Barry McGuire. He's written this incredible book called Ignite Your Life. You probably know him from McGuire's Car Wax, and he's been a very outspoken Christian leader for many years. But this is his story, and we've done several podcasts on it. But now that the book's been out a couple of weeks and we're starting to get good response, I asked him if he would talk to me again about what's happening, what's on his heart, and why did he write this book. I think that it's important. I will admit that I think every book that I publish through Charisma House and Charisma Media is important, but this one is especially important because the Bible tells us that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called to his purpose. And what is his purpose? That none should perish, but everyone should have life. So it's God's purpose that we share our faith. So you don't want to miss this incredible interview that I had recently with Barry McGuire. This is Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back, and I'm so glad to be able to interview the author of this book, Barry McGuire. Is called Ignite Your Life. And for those of you who read Charisma Magazine in our January, February issue, we thought this was so important, we put it on the cover. It's not the book in miniature, but it's on some of the same things. And one of them is just how easy it is to witness for Jesus. A lot of people feel that it's hard work, but really, when you get into the flow, and I even have some of my own stories, so I want to start by asking Barry McGuire, what kind of response are you getting to this book now that it's been out a week or so?
Well, it's like giving people a new toy. I mean, literally, it's like, I just tried it. It was so easy. I had so much fun. I asked, and so what did that do for you? Oh my, I was walking on air. Can we see that? You can live every day like that. Shouldn't be just a one-time experience, you know? It's easy to start, and once you start, I have a really close friend who was trafficked as a young gal and was married to a drug pusher, and it was just horrible. She had a horrible life and all the drugs, all the stuff. She says, there is nothing, there's no high that drugs can give you like the high of leading somebody closer to Jesus. You don't even have to get them saved. Just to know that you moved them closer to Jesus, you realize you impact their life. God impacted them through you. You know that. And she says, there's nothing more addictive. There's no greater high. There's nothing more addictive. Once you start doing it, you're off and running. So that's why this book is having a great response. We're getting calls and emails all over the place. And people just saying, all my life, I thought it was hard. And, you know, you're going to be persecuted. And you know, I got to read a script and I get all, it is all the preparation. I got to memorize all this stuff. And I went through that 50 years ago. And I thank God. I don't want to mock the programs. I thank God. Millions of people have been led to the Lord through evangelistic programs. Thank God for them. And they're still doing a great work. But most people will not go. Probably 80% of Christians will not go to evangelism programs. So they think they're off the hook. I haven't been trained, so I don't have to do it. No, I'm sorry. He didn't say go into the world, all you who are trained.
Well, last week I was at I'll call it a preacher meeting. It was Christian leaders, and I was passing out your book and sharing with people. And a whole lot of people knew you, and they were telling me Barry McGuire's stories and how you had influenced them, or they'd seen you on TV or something. I was telling them, oh, he's got all these great stories in there. And well, one of the people I talked to was a German evangelist who is just passionate about people. And when he just went wild when he saw your book. he's got a vision to get everyone turned on, but it's like you said, it is such hard work most of the time. But I'll tell you this, he told me that since he was in the hotel, he'd led two people to Jesus, which I thought was pretty incredible.
You know, Steve, you and I have talked about it, but the statistics are overwhelming. The fields are white for harvest. Over 80% of the unchurched are now they're unchurched. They're not going to church. Over 80% of the unchurched know the world's out of control. I think God's allowing all the chaos for this very reason. So they realize these are not normal times. They know the world's out of control, would like to believe there's a God, or really hope because they don't see another way out. They hope there's a God that can solve the problems and end the chaos. They're looking for somebody to tell them. They're looking around for somebody to tell them, and they already have at least one Christian in their life right now that they trust. So, I mean, the opportunity is huge, right? But only 1% of us are telling them. So the problem is not that.
Especially with what's going on now.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
This movie Jesus Revolution came out. And they make, listen, I lived through that. I was influenced by the Jesus movement. And they remind us how bad things were in America at that particular point.
Yeah.
And this whole group of people that nobody thought they could ever even get to come to a church, let alone lead to Jesus, influence millions of young people. Yeah. And what's happened at Asbury University? I mean, that's a Methodist background. Don't we call those God's chosen frozen? And to think, you know, they're good people, but you don't think of them with revival, yet people are so hungry and they're coming from around the world. There's something that's happening. But, you know, you can't necessarily go see a movie. You can't necessarily get on a plane or drive to somewhere like Asbury. But everybody can share about Jesus, can't they?
I you know, we've talked about this, Steve, but it would appear that there's a sovereign move of the Holy Spirit across America, around the world. Things are going on all over the world. Our focus is America, of course. And that is bringing to the attention. Like, I saw one survey by Pew Research said 40% of Americans now believe we're in the last days. That's 40% of Americans, okay? So if they think we're in the last days, are they looking for God or not looking for God? I'd say they're looking for God a lot more. You know, this is not a new thing for me. You know well my story, and I've been sharing my faith, like Karen and I have been sharing our faith every day for 50 years. And I can tell you, it's never been easier than now.
50 years.
Now it's like 1,000%.
Going around last week saying 40 years. I was off by 10 years. I need to get my facts right. I'm glad you clarified that. But the amazing thing is that you do it every single day. And as I got to know you, you know, even before we talked about this book, I saw with my own eyes how you would move people closer to Jesus. And I think I've told you privately, I don't know that I've done it in an interview, but I've started doing this when I'm out to eat. I will admit 1 out of 10 times circumstances don't allow it. But one time we prayed for a young lady, about 10 minutes later, one of the other waitresses came up and said, my friend's back in the kitchen saying that you prayed for her. Would you pray for me? And I've had people break down in tears because something was, and they just wanted. The other night, Saturday night, right before I went to see the Jesus Revolution, we had a Spanish speaking waiter. I asked if we could pray for him, and he acted like he didn't understand what we said. My wife said, I don't think he understood what we were asking. He came back in about 5 minutes. He must have heard us say that. He said, I did understand. He said, I have 2 children that live with their mother in another state. He told us their names. He said he was concerned that they would stay strong for God or something like that. And he was, and then he came back at the end of the meal. He said, I've been working in this restaurant for 4 years, and I've never had anyone ask to pray for me. So that made an impact. And we told him that we would pray, and my wife and I prayed for him and his kids the last couple of days. And that's just one little example that we would have never known had we not just said, is there something we can pray for you about? It is a door opener, and there are others.
You may not realize it, but every time you've called me over the last few weeks, you've had a new story for me.
That's because I eat out a lot.
And it's addictive.
And I'm praying for
people. And that's one way. But you know, the point being, it we don't have, there's no pressure, folks. There's just no pressure. Mark 13:11 says, don't prepare. It literally tells us don't prepare. And Luke 12:12 tells us, the Holy Spirit will give you the word to say when you need them. You can't, you have no idea where these conversations are going to take you. So just, you just love on them. You don't have to ask them anything about, you know, you don't put them on the spot. Just love on them. How are you? How's your day going? And the Holy Spirit will confirm to them that your love is real. And everybody's looking for love. Everybody has problems. Everybody's like, here's somebody that actually wants to really cares about it. They can see that. And within a few moments, you'll be surprised how fast they open up to you. You've experienced it. And they'll start telling you things you don't even tell their best friends. And that's when, that's when you know where their point of need is, and that's when the Holy Spirit gives you the scriptures. He'll even bring remembered scriptures you haven't thought of for a long time. And when that happens, folks, that is God moving through you. You realize He orchestrated the conversation. He put your, He directed their steps and yours, somebody you didn't know 5 minutes ago. Now you're having this wonderful conversation, and He's given you words and scriptures and experiences and stories, and you can see their life changing in front of you, and God is literally salvationing them through you. You see their life change. That's, there's no other way you have that kind of intimacy with God when you know God is using you. I mean, God is actually speaking. How else can you have that experience? You can't. This is the way to do it. And then He says in Isaiah 43, that's why He says in Isaiah 43:10, I appoint you as my witness so that you will believe. His primary reason is you. He wants to keep you alive. If you're not sharing your faith, you atrophy, and you're worried, and you come down to fear and disillusionment and obsession, I mean, oppression or whatever. Statistics shows that's where the church is today, because we've just gone back and we've retreated. 80% of Christians are living in fear. When you start sharing your faith, He promises He'll answer your prayers. He'll direct your steps. He'll give you joy every day. He'll make everything in your life work for good. That's the end of worry. It obliterates worry. And people say, "Why are you so happy all the time?" Because I've just come off of one of those conversations. I'm always just coming off one of those conversations, and I know I'm going to be in another one before long. And it's just joy to joy to joy. You get to where it's like, God, I can't thank you enough. You're using me. I pedal car wax, you know, and you're using me. I just a layman. And you're, you know, I have 50 years of experiences, and I decided I need to help people understand how easy it is. You're missing out on the fun. And pastors, you should be sending us. How are they going to go unless they're sent? You're not sending us. You're not sending us. And you're robbing your people of joy, of answered prayers, of God directly, all these things you're robbing your people of. You wonder why they're not growing, why they're not spiritually alive and vibrant. You've really crippled them by not telling the one thing they're supposed to do more than any other. And that's share their faith, be salt and light, be, you know, change their environment. So that's the message of the book. And I tell you, if you just read the scriptures in the book and don't even read my trappings around it, which gives kind of perspective to the scriptures, if you just read the scriptures, by the end, you're going to say, I got to get off the bench and into the game. Because it
that's
will,
right. It will, your story adds so much because you personalize it. And of course, I read the book, you know, almost as soon as it was written in rough draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I knew these stories, but when I saw your Daystar interview a few days ago, they brought them to mind. But you have an amazing story. I mean, starting with your grandfather, who in 1901, I hope I'm saying this right, he wasn't a chemist, but yet the Lord gave him a formula that became Meguiar's wax.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. All of us should believe God for those kind of miracles, but the story of your life has been one miracle after another,
and it's also come down tribulation
after another. I mean, on Daystar, you told the story about how you almost lost your company, but instead of being all worried about it, you had joy. You slept through the night, and then the Lord turned it all around. You've had deaths in your family. You've had all kinds of things happen,
but
the Lord has brought you through. So, listen, this is a good read just to be encouraged. And to see how joyful you are. Every single time I see you, you're just joyful. You're smiling from ear to ear. And all of us should be like that.
I tell you, I say this with great respect. I almost feel invincible in this respect. Nothing bad can happen to me unless God wants it to happen to me. And if he allows bad to come into my life, it's not really bad, it's good. He's going to use it for good. So we've stopped saying, God, get us out of this mess or help it. We don't do that anymore. We thank God. When it comes in, we say, oh, here we go again. We say, God, I can't wait to see how you're going to get us out of this mess. And we just thank you in advance. We know he's, and you know what? He turns things around, and all of a sudden that thing that we thought was so bad actually was accountable for leading people to Jesus Christ. And I'll take some pain anytime to lead people to Jesus. And one other thing we've both talked about a lot is that our light is brighter in the darkness. Barry McGuire, he has McGuire's car wax. He had a beautiful wife, cars. Of course, if I had all his stuff, I'd be crying. I'd be smiling too, you know. But it wasn't like that. We had practically no business, tiny little business. My wife gave me $5 a week. That's what I lived on. And I faced unbelievable trials that are in the book. And what I did, I did it with joy because I knew God was there. And when you trust him with your whole heart, Amen. He will direct your steps. That's his promise. When you trust him with your whole heart, he will answer your prayers. And once you get in that groove, it's life becomes effortless. And I know nothing can hurt me unless God wants it to. And I may die tomorrow. But he'll find a way that I'll honor him in the way I die. If it's only because I got to die also with a smile on my face, you know?
You know, I was going to ask you to give us a wrap up, kind of the last word. You just did it.
So, oh, well.
Thank you. But so why don't we close out this podcast with you praying for the people that are watching, that are listening. Just pray what's in your heart, what they'll get from your story, from your book, from this podcast. Lead us in prayer.
Father God, we pray for America. We pray for the world, but really focus right now on America. This great country that you birthed, you used unbelievably godly men to do supernatural things. How your wisdom flowed through them to create our Constitution and all the things that made us the most prosperous and generous nation in the world. America has funded more for missions around the world than all the other countries of the world combined because we have followed you. And because the church has gone silent, we've allowed what's happening. This chaos is not their fault. They're lost. We can get so mad at the politicians and the writers on the streets and be so mad at them, but they're lost. Granted, some are bad, some are evil, some are beyond, you know, just God even gives up on some people, but that's 1%. 90% of the people that are doing bad things are lost and they're not going to church. How are they going to know unless we tell them? Father, we pray for the 30 million Christians across America that know you, that love you, that are on their way to heaven, know that, have the truth, that are keeping it under a bushel basket. I pray that everybody listening to us right now, that you'll prompt them to get out of where they're sitting and in their worry and their fear. The statistics tell us 80% of Christians that are listening to us are living in fear. Without fear, we can't have faith. And without faith, we can't please you, God. Without faith, we can't share our faith. Satan has sterilized us. We can't reproduce ourselves because we're in fear. And God wants to bless every one of us. God wants to direct your steps and protect us. Put a bouncer step every day. That is right there. Most of those listening to us right now, Holy God, you know, are like a millimeter away from having the time of their life for the rest of their lives. By just the simple thing of doing what you've told us to do. You told us in Romans 8:28, when we live for your purpose, to seek and save the lost, to move everyone every day closer to Jesus. When we love you and we live for your purpose, your promise to us is that you'll make everything in our lives work together for good. What a promise. And we just blow it off. We pay no attention to it. Don't even talk about it. When's the last time we heard the pastor even mention that? This is powerful. This is your promise to everybody listening to us right now. And we just step in so easily. And Father God, I pray that there's a lot of people listening to us right now that say, well, I want to do it, but I don't know how to do it. Well, God, you know, I don't make any money off this book. If they'll buy this book, Ignite Your Life. they will step into the world of having the time of their lives for the rest of their life. They'll step into the sweet spot with you, where you take away our worries and you give us joy and you direct our steps. You make everything work for good. That's right there. It's so close. Everyone listening to us right now. And that message, because of this book, which is Holy God, your word, not mine. My words are meaningless. So just take the scriptures of this book and follow to the end. Everybody would do that. Realize how much fun it is and can't wait to do it. So go to Father God, I pray more than anything else. Not because we're selling books, but if not this book, some other way, but ignite us. Holy God, ignite the church. What we need is to ignite Christians, to ignite America with revival, one person at a time. And I don't care how we do it, just pray. I pray, God, that that will happen as you sovereignly move on the lost and those of us who know you and are staying quiet. Move on us, Holy God. Move on us, Holy Spirit, and compel us. Get off the bench and into the game and love our neighbors as ourselves. Father God, thank you for this special. Thank you for Steve. Thank you for Charisma, this incredible publishing company and all the good work they're doing. Doing so many things far and beyond our little book. Thank you. I thank you for Steve. I pray that you continue to give him good health, great people gathered around and keep him focused and bless him in every way possible. I pray, Holy God, in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Barry, and I'll be back with a closing word. Wasn't that a powerful prayer? I probably should do it more on my podcast, but I just felt led this time that I should let Barry pray, and I know that it touched something very deep in your heart. You know, I want to encourage you to get this book. This is not just a book as a book as a book. This is a powerful book that we pray will change the church and bring many, many people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You can get it really wherever books are sold. Probably easiest is to get it online as somewhere like Amazon.com or ChristianBook.com, or also our own website called MyCharismaShop.com. And I pray that you'll share this with people. If you don't subscribe to my podcast, it's growing by leaps and bounds. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. We've had some other things on Barry. I did another YouTube thing, just sharing my own enthusiasm about the book. I didn't talk about the same things this time because I wanted you to hear from Barry. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And tune in again for another episode of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com. In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.